Hey everybody, it's your girl Nora Natish, and welcome to week 8 of the NFL Digest. Y'all, I just want to first say before I start this digest, we're going to just say, y'all take some time to check out my interview with Brooks Warren. It went live yesterday, November 4th, and Brooks Warren's a very talented writer and podcaster. And he's in the DMV area like me, and so definitely make sure you check it out because he has a very interesting story and he has so much to provide, like as knowledge and to just share with each and every one of us. So, and he's young, y'all. He's not old. So check it out because I enjoyed my sit down with him. It was a lot of fun talking to him. It was a lot of fun getting to know him, who he is and stuff. So take some time to do that as well. So after that, I just want to take a second, which is not, it's not using my platform. I do that. I used to do my V reports, but you know, we're going to get to the NFL. Trust me, there's a lot to talk about, but I just want to take everybody, take a second to just breathe in and breathe out. That election had us all anxious. We're still anxious to see who's going to win, what the results are. And just take some time, y'all, to just breathe in and breathe out. Because sitting there looking at the TV is going to drive you nuts. I promise you it's going to drive you crazy. Take some time to do some stuff that's going to calm those nerves. For real, though, y'all. I'm telling you. Like me, normally I'm very anxious, but I decided that I'm going to work on mental health this week. I'm not going to put myself in a situation where I'm freaking out constantly. So please, y'all, whatever side you're on, just take some time to just breathe in and breathe out. Do some stuff that makes you calm. Like, create your own vibe. Like, if you want to watch some sports, put on ESPN, watch some sports, y'all. You want to watch some old games, check out some, you know, ESPN classic games, or just clear brain. If you need to watch some TV, watch some of your favorite shows, you know, some of your ladies, watch your housewives, watch your, you know, watch whatever. I'm watching Braxton Valley and Value tonight. That's what I'm doing. And just, or put some music on and create a vibe. If you're in New Jersey, create the ultimate vibe. Shout out to y'all. And again, it's just, you know, just bring down the anxiety. Keep your mental health intact. Keep your strength intact. Okay, y'all? Because I know it's not easy. Right now, it's not easy for anybody. So definitely, definitely, definitely keep yourself calm and keep yourself collected. I know what I'm going to do. I'm recording on Thursday. Usually I record on Wednesdays. But based on what happened this week, you know, there's a lot going on. So I'm making sure I get this to y'all before the Packers and 49ers touchdown tonight at 8. So I got y'all. But I'm going to record this. Right now I'm in a very high Drake vibe. So I'm going to put on my Drake Essential playlist on Apple Music. Shout out to Apple. And I am going to vibe out. And then watch Back to Playing Values. And of course, check out the Packers game because you already know where she at with that. But again, just y'all, bring it down, bring down the energy, bring down the nonsense, just bring it all down. Okay, so since I mentioned New Jersey, I'm going to talk to y'all a little bit about these terrible New York Jets. So as you all know, Midwest, New Jersey, but the Jets took on the Chiefs last week. Y'all, this was a terrible game. Like, the Jets are a really bad team. Like, it's really bad. To be 0-8, I can't say much because my Giants are 1-7. But to be 0-8, it's just like, dang, you stink. Like, it's just like, you know, I just want this to be funky. It just be funky. Because it's just like, yo, what is going on? I know that, as we all expected, we did not expect the Jets to beat the Chiefs. Like, if that happened, I would literally just be looking at the TV and just, I don't know what happened. I'm just looking there. I don't know what to do at that point. But we weren't expecting that. But we was not expecting, Like, it's like Pat Mahomes is like, you know, I don't even want to play no more. So keep tossing the ball. Oh, someone caught it. Oh, okay, cool. Because the Jets are like, yo, we don't know how to stop this. We can't stop their offense. Their defense just keep killing us. This is terrible. Sam Darnold's struggling. We can't go to Joe Flacco because that was a mistake. It's just like, dang, it's just nasty over there. It's nasty over there in the green and white. So the Jets fell to the Chiefs 9-35. My goodness, that was a rough game. One of the games that was pretty lit though was the Ravens-Steelers game. I'm not gonna sit here and say the Steelers are the best team. I'm just not gonna do that. But the Ravens, I need my man Lamar Jackson to get together, bruh. Homie to homie, y'all get together because that was y'all game to win. Y'all supposed to beat the Steelers. Like, I had y'all beat the Steelers. Steelers, again, they're a great team. I like how I love some Juju Smith. I love me some him. And everybody keep telling me that, oh, he's weird. I love some him, so I don't care. Big Ben. Big Ben's, it's not even like really doing his thing. He's just out here, you know. It's like everybody makes it easy for him. So it's like, hey, why not? So the Steelers end up beating the Ravens 28-24. That was a pretty good game though. The Ravens need to get together though, like for real. Time to get together. I'll wake up. Now the game that broke my heart was the Packers and Vikings game. Y'all, y'all know I'm a big Aaron Rodgers fan. That's my dude. That's the guy. That's my fantasy quarterback. Y'all know what it is. And to see you see someone, you got that, you know, Mighty Ducks music playing. Aaron Rodgers is going to win the game. He's going to throw that Hail Mary down the field. Devontae Adams, who's also on my fantasy team. Devontae Adams is going to catch it, run out of bounds. They're going to get a touchdown next play. That didn't happen. So what happened was when Aaron went to do that whole magical moment after bringing his team back, because they fell to the Vikings the most of the game. So after bringing his team back into action, making them more back into competition, Aaron went to throw that. Like, it was like, y'all, it was like a few, like, I think we were down to lower last, like, I think 25 seconds of the game. When Aaron went to throw that ball, and when you felt the hit, and you watching it, how, that lineman hit Aaron. It was like his body shifted, his arm. I felt his arm about to break. I was like, oh my God. Whole body shifted, like a slow motion shift, and that ball went right to the ground. That was a whole hot mess. I was just like, dang. Packers really lost the Vikings, though? Don't like that. Don't like that at all. But yeah, the Vikings beat the Packers 28-22. That game was hard. If you are an Aaron Rodgers fan, that was hard on you. Because at first you were like, yo, he's going to do. You heard the Rocky bell. And then that happened. You're like, yo, this is nasty. Look how they got Aaron out here in these streets, yo. Didn't like that, man. Didn't like that. So I'm going to go talk a little bit about the Cowboys and Eagles game. The Nooch. Oh, the Nooch was not it, y'all. And I was talking about it because I love Nooch's name. I personally do. I love his name. So I was like, yo, the Nooch gonna come up. The cow again, I'm not really, if it's my preference, I wish they would tie or there was just no winner because I don't root for neither team, but I was like, the Nooch, we gotta root for the Nooch. Oh, the Nooch is terrible. Oh God, he's terrible. So the Nooch struggled all game. The Cowboys actually lost to the Eagles 9-23. Ezekiel Elliott wasn't nowhere to be found. He wasn't turned on at all. He was like, I don't understand what's going on with the Cowboys. I think the Cowboys right now are in a funk of a funk. Like, once they Dak Prescott got jammed up, especially the way he did get jammed up, they're just like, yo, we're just, you know, how sometimes you just trying to get by. He's trying to get by, man. The Nooch completed 21 out of 40 of his passes for 180 yards. Ezekiel Elliott only had 63 yards. not the, it's like no one scored a touchdown, y'all. Like, there was no touchdown scored by the Cowboys. It was just 3 field goals. It was a really sad game, y'all. A really sad game to watch. You hate to see it. Now the Eagles, I'm really getting sick and tired of people trying to make Carson Wentz look like Joe Montana out here, because he's not that good. But yeah, Carson Wentz did complete 15 out of 27 of his 27 attempts. He had 123 yards. He had 2 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. But Jalen Hurts got in the game and he had 9 yards. But hey, rookies are out there. Rookie came out because what was the point? The Eagles were just dominating. They dominated all 3 quarters. Well, all 4 quarters. My second quarter, because no one like pretty much scored, but Dallas got 2 field goals. But it was just a really, really rough Sunday night game to watch. It was hard for all of us to watch and sit there and have to deal with it. But I definitely skipped over the Titans and Bengals game. My fault, because that was a good game. I don't know what's going on with Titans the past. They've 2 games now. They've been kind of funny because y'all lost the Bengals. But again, I'm always going to shoot for the Bengals because that's Joe Burrow. And that's LSU grad. And that's a vibe. So shout out to Joe Burrow for leading his team to a second victory. Now they're 2-5-1. They beat the Titans 31-20. So that was great. I can tell y'all that Joe Burrow had completed 26 out of 37 attempts. He had 249 yards and 2 touchdowns. And on the Titans side, Ryan Tannehill had completed 18 out of 30 attempts for 233 yards. He had 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Derrick Henry had 1 touchdown, which I know because that was my fantasy running back. So shout out to him. And yeah, it was just pretty much Cincinnati picked up in the second quarter. They put the points on in the first quarter. They picked up in the second quarter. Nothing happened. Both teams were just sitting there like sitting ducks in the third quarter. But again, Cincinnati overcame it in the fourth. So that was an interesting game because I didn't expect that to happen that way. And yeah, now I'm going to talk about the Patriots because y'all, and this you're going to be like shocked when I say this, I am sick of Cam Newton's nonsense. I am sick of it. I am sick of it. And I love Cam. Don't get me wrong, I love me some Cam. But I am sick of it. How do you, like, after the week prior, right? The week prior, the Patriots got demolished by the 49ers, 33-6. This week you fall to the Bills. This is the division. This is another conference game, and you fell to the Bills 21-24. Cam, you completed 15 out of 25 of your attempts for 174 yards. You had no touchdowns. It's just like, yo, wait, no, you had a touchdown. He didn't throw for no touchdown. My fault, y'all. He ran for 1 touchdown. He didn't throw for any touchdowns. And Damian Harris ran for the other. And it's just like, yo, what's going on with New England? New England has just been struggling and struggling and struggling. And it's crazy. It's crazy. Because, yeah, the Bills are good. And I don't hold you. The Bills are good. But it's just like, I'm sick of this. I'm really sick of it. Because then Josh Allen, he completed 11 out of 18 of the 10th, had 154 yards. He ran for 1 touchdown. He had 1 interception. And man, it's just Devin Singletary. He ran for 1 touchdown. And let me make sure I get you all these names right, because she gives you all the good stats. Zach Moss ran for 1 touchdown. So it's just like, I am sick of the Patriots losing. I don't really care if Patriots lose. I care if Cam's losing. And I don't like it. I just don't like it. So I'm going to say with any person that cheers for their homie would say, I don't like that he's losing. So I don't know who else cares, but I care. So now I'm going to talk about the Broncos and Chargers game real quick, because you know, these NFL week updates are not that long. So I'm gonna give you all the real. So this game was actually pretty good. The Broncos actually beat the Chargers 31-30. Well, I tell you that the Chargers were supposed to be good. Like, they were hyped up. Super hyped up. But they are just struggling, y'all. They're 2-5. You know, it'd be like that sometimes, you know? Like, I don't want them to lose. Like, well, I don't want them to struggle. Like, they've just been struggling. You know, you see them teams just be struggling. Well, I'm about to get you to the struggle of all struggles. But it's just be like, you just be feeling sad. Feel sorry for them. I do. I feel sorry. But Justin Herbert, he completed 29 of 43 of his attempts. He had 278 yards. He had 3 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. And these stats aren't terrible. These stats aren't terrible, but it's just never enough for these guys, man. Drew Lock completed 26 out of 41 of his attempts. He had 248. Sorry, guys. I'm not trying to look at any listening nonsense while I'm doing this. 248 yards. He had 3 touchdowns and 1 interception. Phillip Lindsay scored a touchdown. He rushed for a touchdown. Deshaun Hilton also scored a touchdown. He rushed for a touchdown. And KJ Helmer, he scored a touchdown. And I'm sorry, I'm not even going to try and pronounce this young man's last name. But his name is Albert. And I'm not even going to do it, y'all. Can't even do it. But I'm going to, Robert, his last name is, Robert scored a touchdown as well. I'm not even going to butcher this young man's name. I'm not even going to waste both of our time doing that. But shout out to the Broncos because they're doing their thing. Clearly, they're trying to win and not be trash out here. They're now advanced to 3-4 and are sitting currently in their seat as... Yeah, don't you hate when technology doesn't want to work for you? It's the most frustrating thing in the world. It really is. It really is, because now it might... Okay, they sit again, another conference game. They are now third in their division, and that's a very hard division as well because they have the Chiefs and the Raiders ahead of them. And the Raiders actually have been playing pretty decent. They actually won their last game against the Browns, but it's the Browns. So the Browns without Odell, it's not the same. And you know how I feel about that. So I'm gonna get you the game that hurt me the most this week, y'all. This is the game. My new segment is Game That Hurt Me the Most. It's going to be the Giants versus the Buccaneers, the Monday night game. I was filming the MTMV Huddle Up show while this was going on. And I personally didn't want to watch it because I was tired of watching failure. But oh my gosh, I'm going to say it right now. You'll hear it first. The Giants were robbed. We were robbed of this game. This was our game to win. Brady, I don't know when he sees the blue, the white, and the red, he just don't know what to do with himself because the Giants actually came to play on Monday. That's why I was sick, y'all. I was really sick. I was actually very pissed off because I just don't understand it. I don't understand how the Giants lost this. I really don't, and I'm disgusted. I'm just disgusted because we actually played well. It was like we don't deserve this pain. Like, Daniel Jones had 2 touchdowns. And he had a see-through for 256 yards. He completed 25 out of 41 of his passes. And he had 2 interceptions. Oh, Danny's going to always give you an interception, man. I tell you. Golden Tate, he even threw for 18 yards. He completed one pass. Completed 1-1. Wayne Goldman scored a touchdown. Rushed for a touchdown. Golden Tate scored a touchdown. Deion Lewis scored a touchdown. You know what sucks, y'all? No, didn't score a touchdown. Darius Slayton, who's on my fantasy team, but you know, whatever. He had 56 yards, whatever. It's just, y'all, man, honestly, I just don't understand anymore. I really don't understand why we just stink all the time. Our defense did give up 25 points. Our defense is struggling, man. It's just, they'd be struggling. They should be struggling. But, gotta get all true. Brady had, he scored two touchdowns. He had 279 yards, completed 28 out of 40 of his passes. Mike Evans scored a touchdown. Rob Gronkowski scored a touchdown. Actually, Gronk has been activated, and it's not even funny because he's already a problem. It just is what it is. He's a problem. And, man. It stinks, y'all. It really does stink being a Giants fan right now because just like, dang, why? Like, why do we gotta stink like this? It's not the vibes. Not the vibes. And I watched the highlights of the game because, of course, I couldn't watch the game because I was taping, but it's just, again, it's the same stuff, man. And I know, man, Joe Judge just, he's so tired. Because I'm tired, he's tired, we're all tired, man. But the Giants claimed wide receiver, Devontae Pettis. Off waivers from the 49ers. Let's see if that can bring some hope. Because, yo, man, our receivers are just struggling. Evan Ingram, that's all you can say, man. It's just like. And the thing is, he didn't even do bad on Monday, man. He gave us 61 yards. But Evan Ingram, that's better than before. Shep was, Evan Ingram had 5 receptions for 61 yards. He averaged 12.2 yards per carry. Shep gave us 8 receptions, 74 yards. He averaged 9.2 yards per carry. It's just, Slayton did his thing though, but I don't know, y'all. I'm really sick of it. I'm sick of the Giants nonsense. It hurts too much. So I will quickly give y'all my fantasy update, man. Because I'm pretty sure your girl lost the league in fantasy. Yeah, I did. Okay, so I faltered 3-4 in fantasy, y'all. So my opponent had Pat Mahomes, which says it all there. I had Aaron Rodgers, he gave me 22 points. Derrick Henry gave me 19 points. Aaron Jones was out, but I had no other running back. My team, I have a good team, but when it's off, and it hurts. But actually, Marvin Jones, though, he gave me 18 points. Marvin Jones usually gives me 1 point, sometimes 8. 18, I was appreciative. Darius Slayton gave me 10 points. Mark Andrews gave me 6 points. Devontae Adams, the guy, gave me 30 points. He really went off. I almost won, y'all. I would have won if I put in my other defense. And I put in, well, first, all right. So I had Ruby Gold in from the 49ers. He gave me 3 points for kicks. And, of course, the guy I go up against has the freaking Falcons kicker. Gave him 13 points, right? Wow. The 49ers defense gave me negative 2 points. That was trash, y'all. That pissed me off. Because I could have put, if I had the Saints defense on my bench and they had 7 points, I would maybe win. I lost 108.74 to 113.34. So now I dropped down to 3-4, which is not cool because I was making my way up, y'all. So that pissed me off. But that is this week's NFL Digest. So make sure you definitely tune in next Thursday for my Week 9 NFL Digest. Make sure if you guys have nothing to do or you're just been planning it, check out the 49ers versus the Packers. You already know I'll be checking it because my team better be right. So I'm ready for that game tonight. And again, guys, make sure you keep calm, keep breathing. We will get through this no matter what it is. We'll get through it and we'll be able to be strong on the other end. So take care of yourselves. Again, watch some football, enjoy yourselves, and don't forget the college games that are coming up this weekend. And stay safe and stay corona-free. Bye.